Traditionally, Shabbat candles are lit about 18 minutes before sundown, and we first light the candles, and then we make the blessing, because once we've made the blessing, it has become Shabbat. And so what we do is we light the candles, and then move our hands toward us three times in a kind of a circular motion, as if bringing Shabbat closer into our lives, and then cover our eyes as we say the blessing for the candles. And some people sing it to a melody, which is something like this. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lehadlikner Shel Shabbat Lehadlikner Shel Shabbat. Of course, if you rather just recite the blessing, that's fine as well. After the candles have been lit, we offer our blessings to our children, and you can find the blessings for the children in the Sidur Sim Shalom for Shabbat on page 311. I should mention that the candlelighting blessing is also in Sidur Sim Shalom, and you can find that on page 301, and the variations for the holidays on the pages which follow. The blessing for your children are on 311, and it's customary to put your hands on the head of each child, and for our sons that we say, Yisimcha Elohim ke'Ephraim v'chi'Menashe. May God grant you the blessings of Ephraim and Menashe. And the prayer book actually has a whole paragraph that you could add as well if you wish. And then for our daughters, Yisimech Elohim ke'Sara Rivka Rachel v'Lea. May God grant you the blessings of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. And then for all of our children, we add the priestly blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chuneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. May God bless you and watch over you. May God smile upon you, be kind to you. May God lift up his face to you and give you peace. Some people say that blessing for the children right after lighting candles, and some people wait until after they've sung Shalom Aleichem on page 309. Shalom Aleichem is the song of welcome to the angels, and we talked about that when Rabbi Sager was with us during the Scholar in Residence weekend, and it goes like this. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech, Malachei Hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei el-yon. Mimelech, malachei ha-mlachim, ha-kadosh baruch hu. Baruchuni l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei elyon. Mimelech, malachei ha-mlachim, ha-kadosh baruch hu. Seichem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei elyon. Mimelech, malachei ha-mlachim, ha-kadosh baruch hu. right after that, in our house, we make Kiddush. And so the Kiddush is on page 312, has the introductory passage from Bereishit, from the creation story, and then the blessing for wine, and then the blessing for the Sabbath day. We wait until the end of all the blessings before we drink the wine, but we pick up the cup and hold it. Custom is to reach out with both hands to take the cup, but to hold it in one stronger hand, right hand or left hand, whichever you are, and to raise it off the table. Some people are accustomed to stand while they say Kiddush, some sit while they say Kiddush, and some stand while they say the Kiddush, and then sit to drink the wine or to make the blessing over the wine. So different customs, everyone can take their pick. The melody for the Kiddush is as follows. Yom HaShishi Vayachulu HaShamayim V'Haaretz V'Chol Tzva'am Vayachal Elohim Bayom HaShvi'i Melachto Asher Asah Vayishbot Bayom HaShvi'i Mikol Melachto Asher Asah Vayavarach Elohim Et Yom HaShvi'i Vaykadesh Oto Kivo Shabbat Mikol Melachto Asher Bara Elohim La'asot Savri Maranam Rabotai Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Orei Pri Hagafen Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Ratzavanu B'Shabbat Kodesho B'Ahava U'Ratzon Hinchilanu Zikaron Lemaaseh Bereishit Ki Hu Yom Techila Lemikrae Kodesh Zecher Lisiat Mitzrayim Kivanu Vachata Biotanu Kidashka Mikol Amin B'Shabbat Kodshecha B'Yahava Uverason Hinchaltanu Baruch Ata Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat. Everyone answers Amen, and you drink the wine. Then we prepare to make hamotzi. It's customary to wash our hands as if we were priests in the temple. The ritual washing the hands is taking a cup and pouring water over the right hand and the left, and the right and the left once again, and then saying the blessing on page 313 of the King Shalom. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Netilat Yadayim. And we uncover the challah that has been sitting on the table, and we make the blessing over the bread. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And we cut the bread at that point, and we take a piece and eat it. Some people put salt on it at that point, just as all the sacrifices were offered with salt. So the bread at our table has a little bit of salt added as well.